I appreciate you being able to carve out some time for us, given that, as we were jokingly saying off the air, you never get any sleep anymore.
It's a big project we've got going on right now, but this is definitely worth a step away from the building.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you switch from one building to the other here today, that's for sure. So how are things going? I know you were initially looking at targeting yesterday as sort of your big opening day. And, you know, like with every good construction project, there's something that fouls it up, right?
Yeah, there's always going to be, you know, surprises and kind of unexpected obstacles in the way, but things are actually going really well. On Saturday, we finished moving our last books from the old building to the new building.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was exciting. That's, you know, about 140,000 books that have moved over. Thanks in large part to the students from Lombard who helped with the book brigade,
awesome.
As well as
that book brigade. I saw that in Peoria. I was looking at social media one day and I saw a video of that. And I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah, it was really great at the time to get the community involved. And then we've also had some library movers helping us. So now we just have to get those books in the right spots on the shelves.
And that's probably, you want to make sure you get that right before you open the doors, right?
That's exactly right. The most important thing is making sure that people can find what they need when we open our doors. So that's what we're getting ready for.
Has anything surprised you about this project since dirt started to be turned a few years ago?
Oh, I think every single thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, certainly didn't know anything about, you know, building a new library.
Yeah, they don't teach you that in library director school, do they?
And it's hopefully something you do maybe once in your lifetime. And so this is a great opportunity that I've been able to, you know, inherit the privilege from all the directors and board members who have come before me who make this possible.
Yeah, I remember the process a long time ago of that being started before you became director, and I think you perhaps understandably wonder how is this ever going to get off the ground? And then one day you get some money coming your way, and the next thing you know, you have some fancy shovel spray painted in gold.
That's exactly right. And fortunately, a ton of people in the community who are kind of just ready to jump in as soon as we got the go-ahead, who knew the project really well and really cared about it. So we're fortunate to have such a wonderful board who was able to take that on.
I was going to say, between the board and between the foundation and its board, you must have gotten pretty lucky there, having a lot of people that knew how to go through this and what needed to be done.
Incredibly lucky. And people that have the same values and believe in what public libraries can do and can be. And it takes that kind of vision and outside of the box thinking to really move this project forward.
Yeah, and I remember you starting as this whole thing was really starting. And it kind of take me back from then to now. How has this kind of gone through your mind in that time, I guess?
Yeah, so when I started this position, it was a possibility. It was brought up that eventually this may be put on the table. And I think it was like 3 months later or something that we got notice that we got funding for the project or that we were still in the running. So I, you know, that whole maybe this will happen at some point in the future, you didn't know if that was going to be within the year, within 10 years, within 20 years. Because like you said, we've been working on it for a
very
long time.
Happened a little quicker
than you thought, right? Exactly. And then, you know, with the pandemic and everything, it's been nothing but surprises, I think, throughout my tenure at the library, but gosh, we've all learned a lot, and then the community's really come together to support each other and make this happen.
What surprises have there been about this project from then to now? I mean, it's both a typical and not such a typical construction project.
Yeah, the size of it, and then knowing how, you know, you're building for the next 100 years, you're thinking, trying to prepare for what future generations will need. So thinking about all the ways that things need to be adaptable and flexible to change according to the evolving needs. And we had plans from 2013 when we were initially hoping to get funding for this. And some of those were out of date in, you know, 2020, you know, when we talk about like our like music CD collection and things like that, which we still have, but it's certainly not growing the way that it might have been.
You're not
a decade
buying any more
ago.
CDs, are you?
Just a handful here and there, but it's certainly not going to get any bigger than it was in 2013 at this point. Or things like that, or things that the pandemic taught us about what we might need for social distancing or what we might need for access to materials when you're not able to see people face to face. So we were able to incorporate a lot of those lessons into the project?
You know, that's an interesting thing, thinking back to the beginning of the pandemic, especially that I really think that brought out to the forefront a lot of things libraries do that go beyond books. And I think that there's still a lot of people that think, you know, libraries are just books and things like that. But there's so much more that you're able to do thanks to technology.
Yeah, like right now, our buildings are closed, but people are still able to use their library cards by accessing all of our digital resources on our website and downloading ebooks, or also using their Galesburg Public Library cards at surrounding area libraries. Yeah. So this project doesn't just benefit Galesburg because we are part of a group with other libraries in the area. So we're able to support them better if we have more materials. And then they've been supporting us while our building has been closed as well.
The last couple of times I've been back in town here, I've driven by the library and I just kind of every time, especially at night for some reason, mm-hmm. I look up and I go, whoa, is that kind of do you ever get a chance to just say, maybe walk across the street to the sidewalk in front of Casey's, let's say, and look across the street and go, wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really pleased and impressed by our architects, by our designers, by our lighting designers. I'm really thrilled with the lights in and out of the building. And absolutely, when I just have a chance to drive by downtown, I do. Or I try to go different routes so I can see different sides of the building and see what the impression is going to be for visitors to our community and to visitors to the library.
I said it with Tom earlier, and I think I said it when Jane and Emma were here yesterday. Mm-hmm. What a magnificent structure. It looks so magnificent. I can't find a way to tone down my description of the building. It's that amazing.
It's hard during the building process for me to have that vision of what it's going to turn out like. And just to see the final product is really thrilling. And then I love the location just over that Don Moffett overpass,
yeah.
where you're entering downtown and the library is the first thing you see. And I think it really sends a message about what is important to our community and what the culture of our downtown can be and should be.
Do you still hear from people, though, as you've gotten this far into it and are pretty much almost done, from people? You hear from people that are, I guess, maybe still questioning of the site. I mean, you know, there's been some, how shall I say politely, questionable structures there that you've now replaced, and people just wonder, God, why would they put it there?
Yeah, I certainly get a lot of questions, which I love. I love anytime people are seeking information or wondering what the thought process was behind the location. And I'm really pleased with where it's located. It's, you know, central to Galesburg. I love being downtown still. I love being within walking distance. There's so many of these residences downtown, as well as Knox College. It's accessible by bus,
yeah.
By bicycle, by foot, by car. And then again, like I said, I think being the entrance to the west side of downtown also has some benefits to our community, too. And then I love what's happening throughout the rest of Seminary Street as well, and with some other cultural institutions that are being improved right now. So I think I'm excited to see what else happens in that section of downtown and what development we might see over the next few years.
And I think it's important that you're pretty close to some areas where some low-income members of our community may be able to easily access, like you said, through the bus or maybe just a small walk or something like that. That has to be just as important as anything about this.
Absolutely. Access is everything. And we know that there's just parts of our community that are difficult to access. And there's, you know, no way to be close to everybody. Although in a town of our size, we're fortunate that most places are within, you know, walking, driving, or accessible by bus for most people. But to be right by, you know, we're right by Moon Towers, we're right by Mary Allen West. Again, we're right by Knox College. Mm-hmm. I think we're able to reach more people than we would if we were located somewhere else.
We're talking with Noelle Thompson, the director of the Galesburg Public Library. I just spent a couple of years working in Peoria, Noelle. I know that there were some nice library buildings there, and I lived near one and I worked near another. But again, nothing seems to nothing is more spectacular than I think what I've seen being built here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's really special. We're really fortunate to have this come to our community and to have this funding that's specifically for public library construction to be able to come to Galesburg. Because if it didn't come to us to build a library, it would go, you know, elsewhere. And I think our whole community is going to benefit from this.
I know it's maybe a little early yet. And I've tried my hardest to try to get an opening date out of you, Noelle, which I don't think is going to happen. But tell me, give me kind of a tour of what we'll see. We open the front doors, let's say, on, on Main Street. What will we see when we first come in?
Absolutely. So you're going to be welcomed by our checkout desk. That's where you can sign up for a library card, check out a book, reserve a meeting room, or just get a brief directional information about where to go next, because it is a larger building that's going to be new to everybody. You can also come in the south doors, which are facing Simmons Street. That's where our parking lot is located, and that's where the bus stop will be on Simmons. So you can come in whichever door works best for you. Then you can head to our public computer area and our reference and information desk if you need internet access or need to print, copy, fax, or scan something, or you need to meet with a librarian to get research assistance or help finding a book or finding a piece of information. That's where you can go for that. Just beyond the reference desk is our teen zone. So I'm really excited about this space.
It's, very cool.
Yeah, designated for our 7th through 12th graders. And our teen advisory board was able to give some input on, you know, carpet styles and light fixtures and test out some furniture for us. So it's really a space that's designed by them and for them.
It's awesome.
And whether they're coming to do homework after school, pick out a book, or hang out with friends, play some video games. Any of that can happen in that space. Or you can head over to our children's library, which is for birth through sixth graders, and you can play in our Carl Sandburg Playhouse or grab a book and curl up in our train cubbies. You use a computer, whether that's for internet access or for educational games without internet access.
I saw recently, too, where you moved the beautiful artwork that was done in the children's room from one building to the other.
Yes, Chris Dacalasa did that incredible mural.
Yeah.
And so that was resized and moved over along with the beloved dollhouse that we've had since the Carnegie Library and the fire truck that we've had for about 40 years built by firefighters here in Galesburg. So there'll be a lot of new and exciting things, but also some familiar things so that our kids that come in all the time will recognize that this is still their space and still the friendly faces behind the desk in the children's room, too. So if they're needing help locating materials or wanting to sign up for a program for kids, that's where they'll do that.
So basically, you kind of have the same things happening and the same services, but just more space to do them in.
Yeah, and then a little bit more enhanced, more opportunities to do more. We'll have 5 study rooms, a couple of those in the children's space, and
that's
then
great.
A few in the adult space. So if you're needing a quiet place to sit and read, or you're needing a place to have a conversation and get a little bit noisy and collaborate with classmates or something and spread out and make some noise. We've got spots for you to do that in the new building. We didn't have any study rooms in the old one. Or if you're needing a meeting room for your group, for your family, for your business, for your nonprofit organization, we'll have a community room that's available to groups as well. And that comes along with a serving kitchen too.
That's great. I think there are still, I know, people who talk a lot about needing a community center in Galesburg. And I feel like it must be somewhat difficult to say, hey, we have this thing that kind of fits that need, right?
There's certainly certain needs we're able to meet in the library, whether that's like just face-to-face gathering or some educational programs. That's absolutely something we do. I'm all for other opportunities in the community and ways to serve needs in different ways. But if there's something that we're able to do that fits along with our mission, we're going to do our best to meet as many people's needs as we can.
Okay, I'm going to give you one final chance here. When will this library open?
So soon.
Gosh, I was trying to just slip it in there. And
very, very soon.
Do you think it'll be this month at least?
I do expect it to be this month, barring any crazy hiccups that I haven't anticipated.
but there's just a few things, you know, kinks to work out. We need to make sure that our phones are working, that our internet is working, that all the books are on the shelves. And we want staff to feel really confident the first day that we open. We want to make sure that people can find the resources they need the first day that we open. And it'll be probably a gradual introduction of services, but the essential ones, checking out a book, or just using the space, finding furniture that's comfortable to you, accessing internet. Those things we just want to be able to guarantee day one that you can get what you need.
I have about 45 seconds left, but the one thing that comes to my mind, what do you do with that old 60-year-old temporary library structure? Has there been any thought given to what will happen with that yet?
Yes, good question. That will be on the market very soon.
You're going to sell that?
It will be sold, yes.
Okay.
Thanks for
there's got to be somebody who wants to use a 1.5, 2-level space, right?
It's certainly in good shape. We've just outgrown it, but it's certainly a building that I think can serve a lot of different purposes.
How have you been able to preserve what was supposed to be a temporary building for 60-some years or however long it's been?
A lot of incredible directors and board members before me who renovated, who thought innovatively about how to restructure the space, and who did a great job utilizing what they had.
All right. Anything else we should know real quickly? We talked yesterday about the community read starting this Saturday. That interview is up on WGIL.com. I know once you open up, you'll have a lot of good things happening.
Absolutely. Please stop by Standish Park on Saturday to pick up your community read book and join the survival fair. And then know that you can still use your library card by accessing all of our digital resources online. Just go to GillsburgLibrary.org for more info.
And the reason I was asking so many times about when the new place will open is because we want to be there and stick our microphones in people's faces that day. So, you know, we just have to. It's what we do.
I will tell you first, I promise. I will let you know right away.
Wow, Noelle Thompson is my new favorite person. And I think I just said the same thing to Tom Simpkins. So
he's my favorite, too.
Director of the Galesburg Public Library, Noelle Thompson, thanks so much for coming in. And best of luck getting through these hiccups and these kinks and the final preparations and all that. And maybe go take a nap when you're done here.
Thank you. Welcome back. And you too.